This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. You probably figured that because Jay's voice doesn't sound like mine. She sounds like Jay Kirshner. Right, Jay? You don't want to sound like me, and I don't want to sound like you.
Yeah, huh? You know.
Cutie pie. No, wait a minute. That's Jennifer. She's not supposed to sound like me either. What's
well,
the story
I
here?
Don't think I do. Do I? A little?
No.
Some
nah.
Days, no. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Jen and I sound alike.
Yeah.
We do, really?
Now, that, I think, is true. Yes.
Huh. I think there's a different tone and timbre to your voice. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are lots of people who are listening to this program who come from different places. You know, there's a... I was looking at over the weekend at what they call an audience composition report. Does that sound like you're back in the third grade?
Was it written in crayon?
Huh?
Was it written in crayon?
No.
Loose leaf?
Yeah, well, loose leaf binders. Oh, yeah. Did you like those? Did you have loose leaf binders?
I still love school supplies. They're so exciting. I love to smell them.
Binder?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you use them in the business? You and your father have the CRN digital talk, CRN in Los Angeles. So how do you use them? You run the place pretty much.
I don't get to use, like, traditional school. Like, I remember, and this is something for, like, 80s and 90s kids, like, the Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
Which was, like, this binder that had Velcro, and it would open, and it had, like, a notebook and folders. Like, I don't get to use, like, those kind of school supplies so much, but cracking open a new box of pens or pencils or new Post-it notes, that's always very exciting.
As school's getting started, we can ID.
Even when I see the ads for school starting again, just walking down the aisles in a Walmart or something, you know, just looking at all the school supplies, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Florida. We've been talking. If you want to catch the GoodDayShow.com, we have that. We have a loop that we play back the show all day, every day, whole program. You can listen to it anytime you want at GoodDayShow.com, so you can hear a previous conversation about what's going on in Florida. There was a vigil because of the killings at the dollar store, and DeSantis was loudly booed as he addressed this group, governor. Now, whether these were mostly black people, I don't know. It seems that's one of our divides. White people and white supremacists support guys like DeSantis. Is that too much of a generalization?
Yes.
Or is that? It is. Okay.
I think so. I think it's just as racist.
So then why do the racist white people support DeSantis and Republicans?
I think we need to start talking about people who are doing right and wrong. I mean, there was that girl.
There was
the girl who walked in, the transgender person, right, that walked into that school. We've never heard a peep about her manifesto and what she was doing there. But yet
she kill anybody?
The school?
Yes.
I've forgotten that one. Where is that?
That's in Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we don't hear about that motivation. And then we hear about the white guy who targets black people in a supermarket. Well, we hear about that one, but we don't hear about the black person that targets. What I want to do is talk about what is right and wrong. And what's wrong is to walk into anything for any reason and shoot people down. But we constantly say, well, it's okay because that victim was really stressed in some situations, and in other ones we say, well, it's white supremacist. I mean,
who says it's okay because the person is stressed? Where'd that come
from? We hide the reasoning for people doing these crimes. I mean, I see it in L.A. all the time. We say the criminals are not really the criminals because they are coming from systemic racism, or they're coming from a system that has...
Well, this guy obviously was a racist.
No, I'm just saying, in general, I want us to just start striking down on what's right and wrong instead of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, it freaks me out. It's always wrong when someone walks in and opens fire on somebody. But yet, it's like we're playing sides for who we like in disgusting sides like this.
And making excuses, and there's just no excuse. You're totally right, Jen.
Yeah.
We are making a lot of, we're making a lot of excuses for these people. The fellow that was known as the BTK killer, his name is Dennis Rader, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's been named as the prime suspect in a couple of unsolved murders, in Oklahoma. And so, this guy, they went out to his property and they found a lot of things. This is what made him, you know, from people who've been missing since 1976. What makes somebody like this? And there wasn't a lot of, I'm trying to remember back to that time or two, as you're suggesting, Jennifer, lots of other circumstances. This guy's in jail now for a number of, 12 life sentences because he was convicted of killing some other people. So this guy's obviously a madman. Whenever I see something like this, all I can think of is how people thought that what was the name of the movie that Jodie Foster played?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. I mean, people thought that was extraordinarily entertaining. What the hell is entertaining about somebody chopping up a body and eating somebody's flesh?
Well, I thought the movie was good. Like, the way the movie is made, the content can be like, well, I'm not going to watch that, but I don't know.
But isn't that something that gives people ideas? Doesn't all this violence? I saw two movies over the weekend. One of them was the Liam Neeson movie that was quite violent, frankly. It was an interesting story. And then I went to see Golda. And the contrast in stories, I mean, they were both interesting stories. The story about Golda is a real story. And it was well told, and certainly Helen Mirren did a great job all the way around. Here's a woman who's never smoked in her life. And she chain smoked through the whole movie. That's part of the subtext of the movie, if you haven't seen it or read any reviews. I'm off the.
Well, just to get back to this story for a second, there is no doubt this guy is a racist jerk. But when the first thing that we bring into the conversation is Ron DeSantis, as much as I'm not a fan at this moment of Ron DeSantis, this has nothing to do with him. It's nothing to do with him. It has to do with the bad guy.
Well, but so we have the black people booing him. Right. But so why are black people tuned in, if you will, or why are they turning to, as the guy opens his mouth, because they don't like him because they think he's a racist, they boo him before he even really says anything.
You know, I was watching, and Jay, you'll appreciate this probably because you followed this probably closer than anybody else here, but the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp documentary that's on Netflix, I watched it this weekend. And it was interesting. I thought it was going to be more about their story, but it was actually about how the media covered the story. And at the very end, it was an okay documentary. It was all right. I can't say it was great. But at the very end, they said something so poignant, and that is that we get our news now based on people we like.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth anymore. There's just none. And it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to all of us. We get our news based on people that we like. And that is such an unfortunate thing because truth gets lost. Now, why these people were booing Ron DeSantis, maybe it's because he's pro-guns. Maybe it's because I don't know. He doesn't come across as the guy who's presented himself to be racist by any stretch. But here we are in a place where we should be focusing on the person who walked in with a gun and opened fire at a Dollar General, and instead we're having a conversation about Ron DeSantis. It's just so misplaced.
Well, there you go.
Like a vigil, it should be honoring the victims and those lives lost.
You got it.
Yeah. Now, is this because the national stage is set because the political temperature is as warm as it is and as difficult as lightning striking on both sides, the Republican side, the Democratic side? I saw something over the weekend about an argument between Justices Alito and Kagan. Last summer, apparently, they clashed about decisions that were made, and now this summer, they're both out sort of on the road, if you will, as to the ethics of what's going on with people in the Supreme Court, like Alioto, Alito, and Clarence Thomas, and the way that, especially Clarence Thomas, has been, what other word can I use for it, bribed by people who are giving him all kinds of gifts, and apparently Alito has got some of these too, and so the other side is taking a dim view of it, as we all should take a dim view of it, frankly. Jennifer and I have had this conversation any number of times. I think that Clarence Thomas is a disgrace, and I've always thought he was since the very beginning. And now, am I a racist because he's black and I'm saying
that's
that?
Next thing, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't feel that way about Clarence Thomas,
but I do think
that we need to have stipulations that both Congress, people, anybody, it seems like, in power now, uses their position to try to figure out how they can get some freedom.
Yeah, for themselves.
So,
yes.
And this is everybody, whether you're a Supreme Court justice or a member of Congress, it's like, they come in, you know, nice, simple, humble people. I mean, maybe not Supreme Court, because they're getting judge. They're already judges, usually.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, these members of Congress come from, like, owning a car dealership, and then all of a sudden they've got, or working at a car dealership, and then they have, you know, billions of dollars. So
yeah. You
have to follow the money trains on all
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. All right, before we leave the violence pew here, a college student was shot in South Carolina after he went into the wrong house. Here we go. Again, this is the same street where he lived, and he was mistaken for a burglar, so he was shot. Is that stand your, what is that, what's that law?
Stand your ground.
Do they have that in South Carolina? Is that something that is part of the, well, this guy's a sophomore coming back to school, and he was shot.
This is a tough one. If someone's breaking into my house in the middle of the night, I don't know.
Well,
if
they weren't
he entered. Yeah, he just entered the wrong house. But what if it, with this whole shoot first, ask questions later, or even people just being as scared as they are that there is somebody there to do wrong, what if it was a family member or a loved one who came over and maybe you have an open door policy and you weren't thinking?
It's scary, and we're all scared right now.
Have you ever entered the wrong home or apartment unit, or even just the wrong car? Like you think you're getting into a friend's car or your Uber, or even just your car, and you weren't even paying attention?
There's no tolerance, and is that because we've had too many of these episodes, or is it because we're being whipped into
the wrong house?
I have entered the wrong thing numerous times.
You have?
I'm that person.
Okay.
I'm not, but I still understand what the concern is for sure. All right, must listen conversation. Good day, time is 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't want to slur my words. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Enunciate your words, please, so that you can come across as someone who has credibility when you're always talking about. You know, I had this conversation with my son. This has nothing to do with social media, but I'm going to go off on a tangent for a second. Because he said something the other night. He's usually very good with his grammar because that was one of the things. He's a great writer and has I guess, established a stronghold on the King's English. So he said, Sophie, let's see, something Sophie and him or something, but it was a pronoun that was misplaced. So then we had the conversation about language.
Oh,
and
no.
Whatever, well, why is this socially acceptable and why is that not socially acceptable? And because... he's great at throwing these things back in my face. He said, you realize that when we refer to the King's English, it goes back to the time when we were subservient to the King of England and we were
nice.
Supposed to hear.
Nice one. 1 point.
Yeah. Leave it to him to come up to something with something like that. And of course, he has a smile. Well, you know, Brendan, he has a smile on his face all the time. All right. Anyway, the Pope has warned us.
Is he Catholic?
I heard that he was. It's a rumor that he is. Has warned of the ills of social media. He says relationships have been reduced to algorithms, and all of the partisan propaganda that's a part of social media is bad.
You know, I don't usually agree with this Pope very much,
hatred.
But I agree with it.
He is
he's not wrong
on this.
No, he's not. Divisiveness. So is this the kind of leadership, though, that you, I've said many times about this Pope that I thought he was a great leader until he spoke nicely about Bernard Law at his funeral, and I lost kind of my starch for him. But coming back around to something that's practical, isn't somebody who's the leader of the church, there's an obligation, it would seem to me, that they take a look at things like this and have something to say about these things. Otherwise, what good is his leadership? You know, people pay less and less attention to the message of the church, even though the message is if they're, you know,
well, especially
if
something
they're
like
open-minded.
This, I don't really like him to get involved with political stuff so much.
No.
I think it just divides. But this is a cultural thing that I think so many of us are seeing.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. This isn't political. It's just, it can be very dehumanizing. And these algorithms of telling you what you should see, whose accounts you should see more. Here's what we think you'll like rather than what you actually like. Oh, you follow these people? Well, you might like these accounts too, rather than giving you more information of the people that are actually in your life whom you also follow.
Yep. Well, so he's got a solution. He's advocating for a culture of authentic encounter. Wow, what a great phrase.
Ooh, I like that.
Culture of authentic encounter.
Does that mean I have to leave the house, though?
Which means it involves a radical call to respect and to listen to one another, including those with whom we disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's there. Send that to the Republicans and Democrats, please.
But that's true, too. Like, whatever happened to agree to disagree or just hearing each other out? And then if you don't like what each other is saying, then just move on with the conversation. And how many relationships, not just romantic relationships, but relationships in general, have been lost over politics or especially during the whole COVID thing, COVID vaccine or whatnot, where people are just like, oh, you feel this way, I feel this way. We can no longer even be in each other's lives. Just leave that topic
it's
off the table.
Gross. And if that's all your friendship is based on, is if you agree politically, what a sad friendship that was, you know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a friendship.
It was never even a friendship,
Frankly.
It makes me so mad because, as you know, I'm outnumbered where I live with my politics, and I've had so many people not want to be friends anymore because of it, and it makes me sad.
Speaking of being sad, we posted the story of Bob Barker's life on our website, gooddayshow.com, so you can comment there if you'd like to about him. It's 28 past the hour.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines, much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog, where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. What's happening around the world? What's happening around your neighborhood? Maybe several items we discuss in this half hour will hit you right where it counts. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, you are listening to us go back and forth with our thoughts about the issues of the day, people that are a part of our world, and one wonders how you escape. I was thinking about this because we had this conversation a few minutes ago about the relative merits of the right and the left and DeSantis and you know, booing him just because he's a white guy talking about something that happened that affected people in the so-called black community. But aren't we all a reflection? Think about how you think. How do you think? And what do you think about? Think about whether or not the quality of your life is best served by the thinking that creates in you anxiety, stress, anger, any number of things, versus the behavior or thought patterns that result in you smiling, having a great time. I think when I think about my grandchildren, or even being with my children, or being with Jennifer and Jay, as far as that's concerned, most pleasant moments of my life are spent in this environment. Or maybe I'm just fortunate because I have three things that I'm doing in my life that I love and I'm enjoying a great deal. So I have much to be thankful for. But when it comes to you, why do you think the way you do? Are you a good thinker? Are you a positive thinker? And if you're not, why aren't you? What?
I'm an overthinker. Nice to meet
you. Yes, you are. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right. You are. You're an overthinker. I buy that. I think I am too. I'm not sure Jay is. And that's maybe
on the day. Depends on the topic.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, so let's get Jennifer going. You ready, Jay?
Yes. You want to send me into some anxiety-ridden state?
Right, I do.
Go ahead.
Right.
Have the pop.
I'm looking at last week's, sometimes we comment lightly on the stories from the Talkers Countdown and our talk radio review are a reflection on this program of what's been in the top 10 story list. That we have at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. I think the Georgia election thing, there was nothing really that developed over the weekend. But number two on the list last week was the presidential race and who's running. So who do I see bristle over the weekend but Joe Biden and his advisors? Because your governor, the great Gavin Newsom, one of the real flowers
Speaking
in the Democratic Party.
Speaking of Barbie movies, he's the Ken doll of politics.
Yeah, he's the world's biggest, and I say this, I attribute lots of phoniness to a lot of politicians. This guy is the biggest fraud to inhabit the landscape of politics for decades. And how it is that
unfortunately, he's really good at it. And
oh, he's fabulous.
A scary
great salesman.
Because
yeah.
He can trick a lot of people, but the results are California right now, which is not great.
Yeah, well, when you look at how he and his advisors turned the whole rhetoric Larry Elder thing around so that, unfortunately, Larry, without planning, he was trying to offer himself as an alternative in the recall for Gavin Newsom, and they turned around and used him and his politics there was never a focus on Gavin Newsom.
No.
It was they turned the attention to Larry Elder, and so you're right. He does this. He's like do I say this advisedly? There are a lot of people who have come along like Hitler who have a message like the Pied Piper. Maybe I'd use that better. The Pied Piper, and people follow the Pied Piper like they followed Saint Patrick. For Saint Patrick's Day, he was a he got rid of all the snakes, supposedly. Well, mm-hmm. Newsom is a snake. You can say a lot about Biden, but Newsom makes my blood boil.
Yeah, that's just maybe personal distaste, but they're both a lot alike. They both use their positions of power to make income for themselves. I mean, one of the greatest scams going right now in California, and nobody talks about it. You really have to have, like, the four members of the conservative media that just look for these things. It used to be you didn't have to be conservative or liberal media. It was just the media that would actually be investigative. Mm-hmm. But, he's created these new things. His wife, who has an office in his office, okay, so she has an office in the governor's office, is the first partner, I think is what they call her. And she's created these... California.
Good
and
God.
So she's created a film company because she's an actress and a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So she created film curriculum that they're putting the heavy hand on the school systems to use, but the school systems actually have to pay them to use the film.
What a scam.
And so not only are they paying this private company from Jennifer Newsom, but the government is paying Jennifer Newsom to make the curriculum because it's government supported. So they're like double dipping from the government as they serve. Do you think anybody would say anything about that? No. No.
What a bunch of scam. So Biden's not happy that Newsom wants to debate DeSantis. So the two number twos, is DeSantis falling for this? Is he going to do a...
Well, remember when Gavin Newsom was on Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity said, hey, I want to host a debate between you and DeSantis, since obviously Newsom has made DeSantis his target for whatever reason. He thinks he's the threat. And so Newsom, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then DeSantis, he puts DeSantis on it. Hannity asks DeSantis. DeSantis says, okay, I'll do it. Well, apparently they can't agree on the terms, but they both have said they want to debate each other. That's so right. We'll see how that goes.
That's kind of like Zuckerberg wanting
That's
to get into a cage.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. The cage match. They should do it together. That should be like a pay-per-view.
Oh, the tag team.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like one could be the opening match, one would be the main match.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fabulous. All right, here's a big problem, Jennifer, and I'm looking to you to help us solve it. As much as I don't know about wine, I see that there's a big problem in France about the government says they're going to destroy enough wine to fill 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh, no.
It's going to cost
you want to go to France? We can help them.
There's an economic reason that this is happening, apparently. Making wine is getting more expensive because of what's going on in the world, bottom line.
Well, it's really
and people are drinking
because,
less.
Well, people are drinking more craft beer now, which is interesting. So you see this over time, and typically it's like in decade chunks where, like, wine was super popular. All of a sudden, everybody's making and drinking craft beer, and so the French government has allocated, I think, like 200 million euros to destroy the surplus wine because they want to support the people who are producing it. I'm sure at some point it'll switch back again, but it is interesting how this kind of flip-flops and people's tastes have changed and evolved. And
well, and what's
now
that ingredient in most wines that some don't have it and it's supposed to cause a little bit more of a headache, that wine headache, that hangover a little bit? Do you know what I'm talking about? What is
that? Yeah, sulfites.
Sulfites,
there's,
yes.
Yep.
Is it that people are more aware of that? That they can't drink as much wine or something? That's why they're going to beer?
No, it could just be a shift. That could be a piece of it. A lot of wineries are really getting the pressure to go organic. And I would say about, I don't know, maybe I'm over-guessing here, but at least the ones that I come into contact with, like in California, about half of them I would say now are fully organic. So I think people are realizing that that's an issue. A lot of people get stuffy noses or headaches or something based on what they're using to grow the grapes. But I don't know. Or maybe people's palates are just changing. I'm not a huge beer person myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it mostly it makes me feel full. And I don't know.
Make mine milk. Remember that old, there was a mad campaign, make mine milk, and then it'd be
get you into, you know, maybe I think it's evaded me. I always try to find the perfect cocktail for you. Maybe it's a White Russian.
Oh, yes.
You've been trying to do that for a long time. You get me, I remember the first time you gave me that peppermint thing. How many years ago was that? Like 20 years ago you gave me this thing. And,
if you remember one of those bucket cocktails that you put in the freezer, like very little alcohol in it.
Yeah, and I think your father's the one who served it to me. I don't even think you did. I think he'd get it out of his refrigerator in his house.
He would never have something so cheeseball.
That's right. The peppermint thing was at your house.
Yeah.
The other stuff, the worst, he's probably listening to us right now and smiling. The stuff, and I can see his refrigerator opening, and I can see him getting something out that he wants me to drink.
And then he went, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. That's about right. All right, let's talk about this guy who ran the world, the emphasis on ran, past tense, ran the Women's World Cup. Name is Luis, is it Rubiales? Is that how you pronounce his name? The Spanish soccer leader. World Cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So after the Spanish ladies won last week, he planted one on the lips of one of the players. And that apparently has gotten the world of soccer all in a tizzy.
Yeah.
Because apparently you're not supposed to.
He's throwing that consent.
Yeah.
And then didn't he, I feel like I saw another picture. I don't know if it was from the World Cup or a different situation, but he picked one of the players up and was carrying her over his shoulder.
Didn't see that. I just wondered.
So he's a predator, is what you're saying.
He's very friendly.
Hmm. Well, okay. So
people don't like it. No, yeah. You just can't go around kissing people.
No, guess that's it. We're done. All right, here's the latest heartbreaker video of this 5-year-old boy asking for help on a Ring doorbell after getting dropped off in the wrong neighborhood. This is all over the place. His mother apparently shared what happened. It starts with footage from a Ring camera. Boy, looking as he opened the door, closed the storm door, asking for help. Would you help me find my mommy? He's crying.
And there were two of them. And they were so smart. One would go up and knock on it. They were alternate. One would go up and knock on a door while the other one stayed down on the sidewalk to keep watch to make sure that they weren't abducted or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then they would take turns.
See, that's always the worry.
And the problem was that nobody was home. And fortunately, because of a lot of these Ring doorbells, there was, I think, one person who was able to talk to the kid, like, hey, I'm coming home. I'm on my way home. But they didn't wait at that house. Mm-hmm. And the mom was able to figure out what street they were on, and with the help of all the other neighbors, some of them who were like, hey, yeah, no, they came to my house too. I saw the Ring camera. They were able to locate these kids, and they were, I think they walked like half a mile, nearly half a mile, wow, looking for somebody who was home to help them.
Wow.
Where was the mother? How did they get, what
they were dropped off the school bus at the wrong location. And that's the other thing. Students are not supposed to be able to be let off the bus if the parent is not there. And the bus driver, they even talked to the bus driver, and the bus driver didn't even remember where they dropped the kids off. It was other students on the bus who remembered seeing some kids get off.
Isn't that interesting? I don't remember that. When I took the bus to school, nobody was ever home. Or my house or anybody else's house. Yeah, it is a different day. The owner, I don't know, what's OnlyFans? I only look at this because this guy's making $1 million a day.
It's a missed opportunity is what it is.
What is? What do you mean?
OnlyFans is the adult website, the adult content platform. You can
what
sell
does it mean?
Feet X-ray pictures.
Stuff?
Yeah, you can watch people paint their toenails. You can watch them dance naked.
You pay money for that?
People
do.
Do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the guy's making $1 million a day on this.
What does he do?
He's the owner.
He's the owner.
He's the owner. I was still thinking he's painting his toenails
only
or something.
OnlyFans, no. Makes $1 million a day running. That's why I got my attention. OnlyFans. So where do I sign up for that? 48 past the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Nets to the Nets. Let's see. How did I get into that? This is the money pit portion of the program. Tommy the K is here. I'll bet you don't have as many nuts listening to your program as I have listening to mine. How about that?
I don't know, man. Like I say, it takes one to know one, but
well, you and me. But no, wait a minute. You and I are friends. What's that say about you?
That's right.
Under the circumstances. All right. Tom is here from the money pit. We're going to answer a question or two from people who are listening and give you some direction on what can be a very helpful experience, both the Money Pit podcast, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tommy is here to serve a lady named Mary, listening to us down the street. For me, needs some help deterring squirrels from chewing on her deck. She says they've always been around, but over the last couple of months, they've started to chew at her deck. So what can we do to shoot them? What do we do? Capture them?
It's very simple, Doug. Mary needs to start training the squirrels.
That's right. Or her dog to chase the squirrels.
Well, I'm half kidding, but what you need to do is to deter them, and there are deterrents out there that can help. Now, of course, there's always been the gadgety deterrents, right? Like motion-activated sprinkler head sprays and flashy lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, noise, too.
But what I've found with small animals is that repellents work and work well with one really important clarification, and that is that once you start a repellent sort of regimen, you have to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in my yard last winter, the deer who are not supposed to eat the type of arborvitae that we have called the green giant arborvitae decided it was a tasty snack anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And they really started to damage it. So I started in the spring spraying all the bushes and the flowers and anything we wanted to keep with a repellent. Now, we used a product that's made by Bobbex, B-O-B-B-E-X, and they make one for squirrels as well and other small animals. But the idea here is that you need to spray it And it's a repellent that has a, they tell me, I don't know, a taste of cayenne pepper and sort of like rotten
egg. Wait a minute. Are you supposed to taste test this stuff before you use it?
Doug, I will say this. The first time I sprayed this stuff, I did not wear a mask, and it was windy, and I regretted it. So yeah. Okay. Every other time, my spraying gear includes a mask and sunglasses out of my face.
Yeah.
But it works well, and the thing is, though, you have to do it, in my case, every 2 weeks. So I just remember every other weekend I spray the plants. So I think what will happen, Mary, is if you spray the deck railings where they like to chew, they're going to find that they no longer like your house, and they're going to go find somebody else's deck railing to chew.
So this is something organic, not poisonous, but it
correct.
It repels it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. I got the one that's it's a concentrate, so I mix up a quart of this with a gallon of water, with 2 gallons of water, and it works really great.
Spray it around.
Sprayer. But you can get it pre-mixed. You can get it with a sprayer, without a sprayer, whatever. But the idea here is that you put a repellent in and it trains them to stay away because they no longer like the taste of the deck wood.
I know some people who have used gasoline or diesel fuel to do
really
the same thing.
Idea.
Yeah, not a good idea, but it repels everything.
Nothing
you're
good
the earth.
Will come of that.
No.
It's
all right, the money
friendly and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, light a match around it. See you later. The Money Pit podcast, as we get to Labor Day, oh boo, end of summer projects. I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself because people don't want to admit that it's Labor Day and summer is gonzo. But go ahead. What are you looking at? How are you helping people with some of these end of summer? What's a typical end of summer project?
Well, one typical end of summer project would be to put away all of your summer toys. You know, the things that you've been using all summer, your pool toys, your little pools, all that sort of stuff. But find space for that. We do a lot of reorganization at the end of the summer because it's a seasonal shift, right? So you want to get stuff in the garage, and then you're going to be taking other stuff out of the garage. And so a lot of garage organization, which, by the way, you know, garage organization is super important because if you think about it, it's the only place in the house where you have toys and toxins side by side, right?
Ah.
I mean, you got pesticides and, you know, you got bicycles.
Uh-huh.
So garage organization, important thing to tackle now. Taking a look at your roof, making sure you have no missing shingles from summer storms. Taking a look at storm windows that have not been down for a while. Make sure that those have not cracked. Things like that. You know, asphalt driveways before we start getting the snow and the salt. It's a good idea to repair, resurface, or reseal, you know, your driveways.
Yeah,
so those sorts of projects.
Yeah.
You know, weekend stuff.
Yeah, right. Wow, my driveway is a little bigger than that. You know, I've taken T-base and fixed part of the driveway at the farm. And this summer it worked out very well. Didn't have to asphalt it. Just put the T-base, the grindings from the road down. Have the trucks and stuff drive over them. They smooth it out. It becomes like asphalt.
T-base.
Not everybody can
do it.
Yeah. All right. Tommy the K from the Money Pit. Check out the podcast and the newsletter there. 59 past.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.